Oh, yeah. You're listening to the bumper music from my dope-ass Mini Cooper. This is the first mobile podcast of Homies Around the World. And we are currently driving from Oslo to up to Jotunheim, where I have procured myself a pretty sweet little tiny cabin. It's up on Airbnb. I'll post pictures of it when I get there. And I'm just driving this sweet little ride. I thought I was going to get shafted with some little like fjord festiva or something like that, but instead they hooked me up with the Mini Cooper. It's a pretty sweet car. It's a little hard getting used to with some weird little switches and knobs that I haven't figured out what they do yet, and it's apparently doesn't like me when I try to start it up, because it seems to always give me these like little warning messages and stuff. So we're just getting used to each other. So I'm driving through this beautiful pastoral landscape here in Norway. There's some cool little towns, and passed by saw my first fjord and some sweet little like farms and country. It's just a beautiful country scene. Stopped off at the Circle K to get some road snacks. Got myself a lox sandwich. I am big on the lox here, gotta say. Love the salmon. By the way, smoked salmon and lox, do you know the difference? This is a little quiz. Smoked salmon is smoked and cured, and lox is simply cured, not smoked. So, did not know that. Didn't know there was a difference. Little trivia for you. So let's see. Yesterday, I think, podcast is the right word. Podcast from the Botanical Gardens. It was a nice little walk around. Saw the Edvard Munch Museum. I really did not know who Edvard Munch was, to be honest. But when I saw the picture of Scream, which is his most famous painting, then it all kind of clicked for me. If you don't know Scream, I'll post a picture of it. I think I actually changed my Facebook profile picture to that. But interestingly, I did not know this. That painting, along with his other most famous painting, Madonna, had been stolen twice in the last 30 years. Once in 1994 and once in 2004. So a little bit of interesting trivia. Apparently these dudes just kind of walked into the museum, held a single security guard at gunpoint, and just ran out with these two most famous paintings. Luckily they were recovered. But Edvard Munch is an interesting dude. He's kind of a loner, lived up in the mountains, had this mountain retreat, and he painted prolifically, but he stored all of his paintings outside. So when he passed away, a lot of his paintings were weather beaten and damaged and stuff, and it's unclear whether that was his intention as part of the artistic process, but really interesting. Kind of dark and bleak, but in a way that I kind of like. So anyway, he's Norway's most famous painter, and I was glad I got to stop off at the museum. The hostel scene was overall great. Let's see, the host Hans took off to a festival, and so one of the co-owners of the apartment, Ben, super nice guy, took over yesterday, and he was a lot more fastidious and cleaned the whole place up, so it was real comfortable. You know, we got like guests coming in, checking in and out, so I met some more interesting people. One dude from New Jersey, and another guy from China, and some dudes from Nicaragua. It's just really interesting to just kind of, you know, passingly meet all these other travelers and stuff, and just hear little tidbits of their stories. But I am glad that I am going up to Jotunheim and getting a cabin to myself. It would be nice to just get some solitude and just be able to relax a little bit. Because my introverted side definitely takes a toll just socializing all the time. So I need some R&R just to myself. And just need to kind of take some time to myself. And by the looks of it, from what I've seen, this area of Norway will be very beautiful and very relaxing, lots of nature. I'm not quite sure what my route will be. So I'm planning on staying here tonight and then just kind of figuring it out as I go. I might head a little further north up to Trondheim or Troll. I think there's Trondheim and Trollheim. And there are numerous fjords, to see. So I don't know. I'm just kind of winging it, really. I've got a car for 4 days, got no plans. So I'm just going to, you know, see what I see. The guys from Nicaragua told me, or had just gotten back from Jotunheim, and said they just did this spectacular hike at this one place, and I'm blanking on the name. I've got it written down somewhere. So I might go check that out. I'm not sure how extreme the hike is, but I would like to get in at least one or two little day hikes while I'm up in this area. So that should be fun. Just a couple other notes. Really missing my dog. Every time I see a dog, I just kind of miss my pooch. It's kind of like Harry Potter without his owl or Robb Stark without his dire wolf. You know, it's just kind of, it's like you lost an appendage or something. So, but she's been well taken care of by my good friends, Suzanne and Rick, who have this, beautiful, hilarious, slobbery bull mastiff named Mabel. So the two big dogs are kicking it while I'm out, you know, gallivanting around the world. So I just want to shout out to Gracie. I know that she's not really into podcasting or whatever, but I do miss my girl. Other things I've been thinking about. You know, this kind of trip is interesting because if you take a trip to one or two places or just one place, you know, you get on the flight and you arrive and you're tired and jet lagged and, you know, you got to figure out how to get to your hotel or your Airbnb or whatever. But once you get there, you can just kind of flop down and, you know, unpack all your stuff and just relax. And then it's just, you know, relax time. And, you know, we talked about, you know, minimalist packing and stuff versus the kind of trip where you're just going to one place and you can bring whatever you want. For me, it's this kind of trip is stressful in that there's just that nervous feeling that you have when you're, you know, trying to find the right train and trying to find the right exit and all this other stuff. You know, that just happens over and over and over again. You know, it's everything from, you know, trying to get on the right train, make sure you're going the right direction. Did you buy your ticket? Did you buy the right type of ticket? Did you get off at the, you know, right exit of the station? You know, walking to where you got to find it. You know, you got to get the key and the lockbox and then all that stuff. And then this morning it was like, pack up all my stuff, make sure I don't leave anything behind. Try not to wake up my hostel mates. Make sure I've got water, walk to the car rental place and all that stuff. And I decided to take the metro to the car rental place just because I had been walking so much and I had this big heavy pack on my back and not sure if I bought the right ticket. It's kind of weird. Sorry to go off on a tangent, but you know, I've lived in Tokyo and Tokyo has the most, you know, complex train system in the world. Probably there's over 60 different lines from trains and subways and Shinkansen and all that stuff. And I feel like I pretty much mastered that system after living there and going back and visiting several times. But even so, you know, when I travel now to these other cities that have a much simpler train system, you know, with maybe only, you know, two or three or four or five lines, I still am always flummoxed by the system. You know, I've got to kind of just stop and pause and go, okay, which way am I going? You know, am I going the right way? I'm looking at maps, I'm doing all that stuff. So it's, you know, it's natural to be stressed out. You know, you don't want to get on the wrong train. But what I find is on this kind of trip, you just got to stop and go, what else have I got to do? I don't have any appointments. I don't have to be anywhere. Just stop and figure out where you're at, what you're doing. And if you make a mistake, no big deal. You know, you get off at the wrong station, who cares? You just get back on the train, keep going, or, you know, turn around and go back the other direction. So, you know, I think from advice to myself is just to kind of, you know, don't freak out, don't panic and stuff. But it is difficult because you're trying to navigate all these different things and, you know, make sure you got enough food, got enough water, you figure out where your next bathroom stop, and that's a big theme in my travels. We can do a whole podcast just on bathroom stops, and funny bathroom stories. Oh, here's the Kiwi Mini Pris. I'm not saying these right, but that's a little grocery store that I've grown to like. I'm going off on lots of tangents, but, this type of trip, it's like the Amazing Race where there's all these little challenges along the way. And because I'm not staying in any one place longer than, you know, maybe a couple days, it's just constant, like, little nervous energy that you've got. It's like the feeling when you first learned how to drive a car and, you know, you're just, like, constantly checking around you. You're not sure if you're doing the right thing. You're worried that you're going to back up into something or, you know, go the wrong way and stuff. It's just, but it's a good kind of nervousness, you know. It just keeps you on your toes, and it's fun. It's like an adventure, you know. It's exciting. So I don't really mind it. I think in the, you know, the last big round the world trip and this trip, the first few days were a little bit like high anxiety and stuff, and just kind of settling in. And then it got smoother and smoother, I felt. So by the second or even third country, I just felt more relaxed. I felt like I belonged where I was. I'm a dorky tourist with a big backpack and my hiking boots and all that stuff, but I did feel like I belong there. Oh, here's a really cool, like forest I'm driving through. I wish you guys could see it. This countryside is really beautiful. Kind of reminds me of Oregon, but different. Anyway. Yeah. So, you know, I'm still not sure what I want this podcast to be, but I think, just sharing impressions of things and stuff that I'm learning along the way. And it's not just about travel. It's about, like, my own battle with my own, you know, anxiety and self-doubt and all that stuff. It, you know, once you do these little challenges, it feels like you're earning little, like, coins in, like, a Super Mario world or something. Like, you build up little confidence. It's like, oh, I, you know, like yesterday, I was like, oh, I got the wrong kind of universal adapter to charge my laptop and devices and stuff, so I need to go find another one. Where do I do that? You know, and then I found, you know, it's just dumb little things that each time you do one when you're in another country, it feels like you earned a little point. You know, oh, I got on the right train and I got off at the right station. It sounds super dumb, but for me, it's just this fun little game. It's not so fun when you screw up and something goes wrong and you're stressed out, but it is fun when you do it right and you found the place you were looking for. You know, it just makes the whole thing kind of like this fun little game. So I don't know if this rings true with anyone else. I don't know if your travel styles vary completely different from mine, but one thing I enjoy about this sort of frenetic round the world thing is it is like being on Amazing Race. It's just one part of it. It's not the whole part. There's lots of other parts, but one part of it is just like being on this adventure where you're like completing these little challenges along the way. And as the more you do, the more you feel confident to take on harder and harder challenges, I guess. And I think that's just part of just becoming like a better traveler is just, you know, you go one place and you get a little comfort, and then you want to go someplace different and weirder, you know. There's countries and stuff that are much, much more easy to travel to than others. Norway is definitely an easy country. But it makes you kind of want to go to like a place that's a little less, that's less developed and doesn't have, you know, a super efficient, you know, transportation system and everything. You know, things don't work the way that you expect them to work. But that's just part of the fun and adventure is just rolling with that and just kind of experiencing those things. So, I've got some feedback that from on the podcast. I'm surprised that anyone's listening to them, but if you are listening, I'm glad that you are. I'll just keep doing it. It's mainly for myself, I guess, just as a way to get more confident with the podcasting, and also just to be able to record, you know, my thoughts and feelings, because I'm just here solo. I don't have anyone to talk to. Well, I do along the way, but I don't have like a partner in crime that I can just sit and share all these experiences with. And so I guess the podcasting is one way that I can share them with anyone that wants to listen. So if you are enjoying it, that's great. And let me know. And let me know how I can do better at it. I would love any feedback. You can DM me on Facebook or wherever. I have got some feedback that I should be interviewing more locals and stuff, and I will get to that point. I'm just kind of getting used to just holding this microphone in my hand and talking into it. That alone is just kind of a strange feeling for me. So once I get more comfortable with that, and I'm going to try to make an effort to do one every day. That doesn't mean you guys have to listen every day, but I just want to make that effort to do one every day. And it is kind of becoming a thing where I do want, you know, like I have these experiences, I'm like, man, I should podcast. So just so you know, I will get to that point where I'll start involving more other people, and I would like to like interview others. But I'm not quite there yet. I think my strategy will be, I'll kind of set up somewhere in a conspicuous place and start recording. And if people start looking at me, you know, I can kind of beckon them over and see if they want to talk. And also in these hostels and stuff, I got to find the right moment. I don't want to just like be some, hey, you want to be on my podcast, blah, blah, blah. Like, you know, but I think, if I am getting into like conversation with people and it feels right, you know, I'll bust out the microphone but I just got to play it by ear. So, hopefully they get better and better. And I should probably concentrate on my driving now, but I am looking forward to this little, mountain cabin adventure. And I will be posting some more pictures of all that, until the next time. I will see you on the other side. Later.